Women, Oral History 2. My name is Marlene Gelman, and my respondent's name is Fanny Pearl. Today's date is October 4th, 1984. Fanny, can you tell us about where you came from and a little bit about your parents?
Oh, what came from? I came from Ukraine. Ukraine, from Russia.
Russia.
And when we got here, I was about 12. I came to America. And we were six children that came. My father was here first. He was 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then after 4.5 years, we came to America, my mother, and five of our children. Mm-hmm. The oldest one remained in Europe. We got married and remained there.
Did he eventually come here?
No.
Never came to America. Okay. Where did you first come to? Pittsburgh?
We came to Pittsburgh, to 151 Fullerton Street. And on a Thursday, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was a very foggy day. It was 1910. It was very, very foggy day. And my father, we didn't get our baggage. You know, in those years in Russia, they had cholera. So when you came to Bremen, when you came, not Bremen, it was from further the border from Russia to not Vienna, Austria. Mm-hmm. They took our baggage, took it apart, or they steamed it. Mm-hmm. See, they steamed all of our baggage. Every bag was as big as this table. The lid and the ice, rough bit. And after that, they opened all those bags because they couldn't leave them below them. In the meantime, when we got on the boat, a few days later, we didn't have our baggage. So when we came to Pittsburgh, my father had an apartment there, as I said, in 151 Fullerton, and we didn't have no baggage. But he had a lot of friends.
You had friends here already?
Yeah, my father had a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And everybody brought some things for us to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I know the history of every day, but I don't know whether it would be important.
Can you tell us about your brothers and sisters? How many brothers?
Well, we brought one brother. He was only 4.5 years old. He was the youngest. And another brother came 2 years before us. So he was a butcher this time. He learned he had to be a butcher because he wanted to keep Shabbos, not to work on Shabbos. So he was a butcher, and then after years, he went business for himself, and he had his own family. He has a very nice family. You probably know a very popular Saul Feinberg. Mm-hmm. Not from the Lennon, but Saul paper company, Federal mm-hmm. Paper Company. But he's in the real estate business, so he's not more. And he has four brothers.
Do you remember your grandparents, Mrs. Pearl?
Grandparents, no.
No.
I didn't even remember them. They died before, mm-hmm. before us. Our oldest sister, Mrs. Davis, she lives, and she's here in Pittsburgh. She lives mm-hmm. in the Douglas Street. 5839 Douglas Street. That's what she did.
Where's the father, man?
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school?
She's a very... Well, we came Thursday, and we went to school Monday.
Nice.
We didn't waste no time. No.
What school?
To... In Logan Street, Franklin okay. School. Mm-hmm. And so we were there for not too long, and then we went to Fifth Avenue High.
Did you graduate high school?
No.
No, nobody.
It wasn't long enough there to graduate.
No.
And I got married. So.
How old when you got married?
I was 21, 22.
Where did you meet Mr. Pearl?
In Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Where did he come from?
He came not too far for he came from Russia.
He was resting us. Oh. On Sunday I thought he'd come to Pittsburgh to meet some girls. I was 21 years of age, 22. I escaped
22.
Supposed to be a soldier in Russia. I didn't want to serve the Tsar, so I came to this country 21 years of age. And I came from the Westinghouse. I worked here. And I started with the family of relatives. Adlers lived in East Pittsburgh. Adlers. Adlers. So I went to on Sunday.
But you knew everybody.
To see the father and mother lived in the outer street. He came up there and see the father was there. He wanted to meet them. So he called in the girl. She was the one of the three. Mm-hmm. She came out with him. That's the wine, you know, this and that.
And you picked Fanny.
That's the time I met her.
And how long?
Here she is, you know.
Yes.
This is a picture with Goldie in here, in 34. Mm-hmm.
How long before you got married? You got married
yes,
right
we
away?
Did. No, we got married in 1915.
You've been married how many years?
Can't you figure that out? No. It's
too bad.
69.
Yeah.
It was
well,
August 29th.
How about your children? How many children did you have?
I told you I had six. Four.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the two Shirley and Nikki, yeah? And the oldest daughter. They decided they retire. She's the oldest. She was born in 1916. And her husband is an engineer and planning engineer, whatever he is. And they're very successful. And they decided to go to Israel and settle there. They want to spend a few years there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, very busy people.
They have children?
Before they have children, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They and their children are a history for themselves. One of the most brilliant histories. Most brilliant. Our husband plays show the picture from Tavia, the more from the other wall.
Which is the move?
Tavia, Chaim.
We'll see it later.
He plays Tavia.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Probably once.
And there's an American company in Israel that play that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still playing.
He's an actor.
by profession, he's an engineer. Planning engineer, electric engineer. He was the Arabs engineer of our yacht that they built in Louisville, Kentucky.
You know Shirley Katz?
That's him.
That's your son-in-law.
Yeah, but he don't look as young as he. This is when he started about 20 years ago. This place. Nice, all white.
Now you have Shirley.
Shirley and Ernie. You don't know Ernie? You know Joyce? You know Joyce? You know Ernie? Everybody knows Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
What
have you done, Mrs. Pearl? Were you in any community?
Organization?
Yes.
In 1922.
Mm-hmm.
See, we were in the labor movement, Zionist labor movement, since we came. But then we got a call from Israel that the children need a home. There was Ganya Olive. There's about six girls got married and they have babies and they have to work and they have to have a home. And we didn't waste no time. and Pittsburgh and New York and a couple other cities like Detroit. And we made a couple $1,000 to defend them. And they opened our home. And a Pittsburgh man was there about 5 years ago. And he gave them enough money to build a new home in St. Paul. But the Pioneer Women is very, very happy. And thank God, like I said to my husband, when I see that our council president is a third generation Pioneer Woman, it gives me joy. See, this was in 34, the golden year. And it was organized in our home. We got 7 women, and it was organized in our home. And from then on, it was organized in Yiddish. We were speaking at that time, we were speaking English. And we still need a father. We didn't neglect it. We got a good English education in America.
In America.
We had parents that thought, we take after them. They were interested is that we learned. And when we came, we couldn't read good English. But my father went and he bought a, in that time it was a Norwegian journal. And we sat down, and every day it came from work, we would have to sit and read until we learned, everybody learned to read good English. So we still read, we still get a fall. So I have English and I have Yiddish now. But if you It's very important. I feel good about it. Very few people think it's important, but to me it's important. So this what you put most of our time in Pioneer Women. Mm-hmm. And today we have 13 chapters. Mm-hmm. And especially in our family, everybody's a life member. Mm-hmm. 3 generations. My granddaughter lives in Louisville, Kentucky. There's a picture of me.
We'll see the marriage.
Yes, granddaughter and her husband. He's playing basically in the two boys. They're probably Israel all summer. They play in the Youth Symphony, the boys.
Is this Shirley's children?
No.
Who's it?
The oldest daughter, this one. This one here. See that? In the right? Mm-hmm. She graduated from West Bend Hospital. She took a 5-year course in hospital administration. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours, Riva Schwartz, she was here visiting. These two were inseparable, they are all. But this is what year? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now their grandmother lives in Israel, so they went from some of the two boys.
Have you been to Israel?
Yeah.
You and Mr. Trump?
A long time ago.
Yeah, in Israel.
Oh, this is Chaim and Miriam before they were married.
Yeah.
This is the guy that plays Tavio. In their talk. This was during the war, but this was taken before the war.
She's
very
active in Israel.
In 18, we had a war, and we were very, very busy with the war. I used to make a sweater every day for the soldiers. With sleeveless, just khaki. And after the war, I made. She's wearing. And I have a baby picture of her, but I don't have it. Shirley has all the pictures. So even her, I made a thread of, you know, the legs in a thread in a hat. And this was khaki, no other material you could get. But it was war, it was nothing. And now we have war and we have everything. And And everybody's getting more expensive. And we get more crab. In those days we had rainbow, and now what we have, schmuckers.
Do you still knit?
Everybody in the family has an abbey. Let him remember Bobby.
Was Mr. proactive in any organization?
Yeah,
he was very active.
Western Psychiatric, 12 years ago, volunteer.
Ah,
I told next Tuesday, they invited me. I do all the mailing to the Western Psych, 12 years.
Yeah, so all these years until we get in here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the health is not as good. And once in a while I go to a meeting, but I can think of it when it comes. You have to be a life member, so you have to. And we have a donor, so the donor consists of taking care of a child for a year. It's $360. I never miss it. And my granddaughter, and my children, and my daughter-in-law, everybody's life members. Now the Shirley's daughter, she's 23, she became a life member. Can't let down Bobby.